As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, I've been on medical leave for the past 3 months. I'd been experiencing heart pressure for about a year, and my doctor recommended that I take some time off for cardiac rehab. So I went to a retreat center and engaged in an exercise regimen, extra meditation, study, and no responsibilities. So for the past 3 months, I have been irresponsible. And there's an added benefit in taking off these 3 months because I had to turn over the leadership of the parish to Father Steve, and that let him know what it feels like to be a pastor. Now I'm finally getting some respect from him. No, just kidding. Father Steve had done a great job these past 3 months. I'm very grateful to him and to Raymond Langford, the parish administrator, for assuming my responsibilities in order that I could take this leave. So I've returned to St. Lucie feeling much better. And again, I'd like to thank you for your prayers and many get well cards. I'm particularly grateful to the students of St. Lucie Parish who sent me over 300 handmade get well cards. They really touched me. During my time away, I was not completely lazy. I did some work, including returning to one of my former ministries that I had enjoyed very much in the past, and it's designed to reach young adults who may not come to church but who go to bars. So I go to bars and I preach, and this ministry, as you may recall, is Theology on Tap. And so a couple weeks ago, I led a Theology on Tap at Bennigan's Restaurant Bar in Santa Clara. We had well over 200 young adults, all kinds of religious persuasions there, atheists, agnostics, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, because my topic was a comparison between Far Eastern spirituality and Christian spirituality, and particularly how the two spiritual paths either do or do not correspond, and how each tradition looks at Jesus Christ. In last Sunday's gospel, Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And then he looked at them and said, "Who do you say that I am?" That's a very important question. Who do you say that Jesus Christ is? Because the answer will determine a person's future, a person's spiritual journey. And there are a number of common answers to that question about who is Jesus Christ, which are often very different from what you or I, as practicing Catholics, might say. For example, what do Muslims say about Jesus? Who is Jesus, according to the Muslims? He's a prophet. He's a great prophet along with Moses, but he's not the greatest prophet, because the greatest prophet is Muhammad, according to Islam. And then Thomas Jefferson, what was his perspective on Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus Christ according to one of these great founders of our country? A great teacher, the greatest of all ethical teachers. He taught a system of ethics that are unsurpassed. In fact, he rewrote the New Testament. He cut and pasted the New Testament to include only those sections which dealt with his ethical teachings. Everything that had to do with Jesus being God was cut out. And then there are people involved in New Age spiritualities, and they often have another perspective. Anybody, do we have any New Agers here who could let us